first matter of business is to settle Yonatan's question from yesterday. Why is Rabbeinu Chananel suggesting that you can't have an akir and a hanacha v'vas achas? What's the svar? What's the problem with it? So I responded yesterday, kalachar yad, that generally in order to have motion, you have to have some time differential in between the two of them. Which is actually, it's a davar pasha that it has to be the case. Okay, I'm saying if you look at any definition of motion, so x equals vt, just by stipulated definition of what it means. Which means that any progression through space is contingent on there being some time differential.
Which can be one.
If t equals zero, a time difference.
It's not changing t.
It's a delta t. It is. Change in time. It has to be. So if there's no time differential, that means that you can't have any motion. Now the reason why that's important is for the simple reason that if hutzah is about a process of moving something through space, then the Rabbeinu Chananel has to be right. Because by definition, in order for it to be moving, it has to have some time differential. But if the mechayev of hutzah is just an akira or a hanacha with a chilaf reshuyos, halachically, then there's no reason to require that. You have an akira, you have a hanacha, and you have a chilaf reshuyos, all v'as achas. So maybe you could say that you don't need any time differential. That's how I'd explain a mechayev. From Booth? Hasagos?
So first of all, you realize that you ran into the fallacy of Zeno's paradox. That is, the motion is so small because the time is so small. Vas achas, as we know, does not. On the movement scale, but vas achas is actually overridden by quantum tunneling. So theoretically, this is not true. When you get down to such small units.
I said quantum tunneling yesterday.
Yeah,
but the shaila is in cases where you're dealing with normal laws.
I'm sorry?
In cases where you're dealing with normal laws, which are governed by Newtonian physics. Isn't that true?
But what exactly does b'vas achas mean? Meaning, all b'vas achas means is there's a particular...
Can you have an akira and hanacha that are simultaneous and have the object still progressing through space?
Do you have an akira?
So my contention is no.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point, and I think that's the pshat of Rabbeinu
Chananel. You cannot... You mean you think this is Pshat in the Beis Zavul, or you think this is Pshat
in the Beis Zavul? In Beis Zavul's understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a simple yes or no. Do you agree or disagree?
No.
Disagree.
I can't handle the truth.
All right, so we'll figure it out later then. Our first question for today then is the question of Ridiya Sapas. And our structure is going to be that of sorted Ha'aros as we go through the Shaka Vitaria. So our first question is Ridiya Sapas. We have a bit of a stira here in the Gemara between Daf Dalet and the Gemara in Kufi Adayin on the base. According to the Gemara in Daf Dalet, it seems like there's some sort of Isser in the Ridiya. Why? Because the Gemara has a Shaila whether you're able to take the Pas out to Matzu Atzmecha from Achi of Skila or Achi of Chatas. It's a question of the Gemara. That seems to presuppose that there's some sort of Isser. The Gemara in Kufi Adayin on the base explicitly says in order to be matzil mazon gimel sudos, so you're allowed to do Ridiya Sapas, at least with a shinoi. The implication over there is that at least fundamentally you're dealing with a heter. It's mutter. Just we require you to do some sort of shinoi for whatever reason. But fundamentally you're dealing with a heter. So Rabbeinu Chananel actually points out this stira, and he offers two suggestions. The first is that maybe the Gemara here is asking not about whether it's patr avalasr, but whether it's patr or mutter. And what you see from the Gemara in Kufi Zayin on the base is also that there's some sort of Isser involved. So the Gemara's Shaila here is whether it's going to be Mutter Legamri. Rabbeinu Chananel's second answer is that we're dealing with two different stages in the Ridiya Sapas. Ridiya Sapas before it's fully cooked, so that's going to be Dome to an Isser Del Raisa. It resembles the Isser of Lush. Ridiya Sapas after it's fully cooked, so then you're going to have the question of Chachma Ve'ina Malachahi. So there's a stronger Isser for the Gemara and Daf Dalet because you're dealing with an earlier stage of the process. It's interesting, parenthetically, that Rabbeinu Chananel points to an Isser of Lush. Zdoma Lemaleches Lush. The Ritva on Kufi Zayin and Beis, when he talks about the process of Ridiya Sapas, he would point to, had there been an Isser Doraisa, either Makve Patish or an Isser of Afia. Okay, which seems to, at least if you say it's an afiyah, it seems to expand the bishul process to any activities pertaining to bishul. So even Ridiya Sapas, taking it out of the oven, that's subsumed under the broader definition of the Av Malacha. The Rif also poses this question, suggested by Rabbeinu Hananel, but he's not content with his answer. So the Rif suggests that maybe the Gemara on Daf Kufi Zayin Mebeis suggests that there's no Isser, because the Isser itself is an Isser of Uvdin Dechol. You're not dealing with a real Shavus, you're not dealing with a strong Me'ain Melacha. Had there been any problem, it's only a problem of Uvdin Dechol. But in the context of Kavod Shabbos, which is the context of the Gemara in Kufi Zayin Mebeis, can he be Masil Muslim the Gimel Sudos? So this process is no longer defined as Uvdin Dechol. So the Isser is Uvdin Dechol. The Heter totally undermines the basis of the Isser. So therefore, argues Rishi, we have no Stira. Fundamentally, there is an Isser Uvdin Dechol. For the case on Daf Dalid, you have no grounds to do away with the Isser. Mazon Gimel Seudos makes it Uvda de Shabbos. Being Matzel Atzmacha from Isser Skila doesn't. Now that's kind of intuitive and it's kind of strange. It's intuitive because Kavod Shabbos is the basis of one of the mitzvot of Shabbos. So if you're doing this activity for Shabbos' sake, so then it's not a secular activity. The question is, why wouldn't you say that saving yourself from Meleches Shabbos is Alachas Kama V'Kama Uvdin de Shabbos? Right, what greater Kiyum in Shabbos is there that you're now preventing yourself from violating one of the Lamatas Melachos of Shabbos?
You should not pass it,
right? What?
Maybe you should not pass it.
Maybe, I don't know. It sounds kind of forced. What do you mean, Sheva Al Taisa?
As in, Uvdin de Chol, it's an action that you're doing.
So here, you're saving the pass for Uvdin, and it's no longer Uvdin Dechol, because you're doing it L'Shem Shabbos.
Yeah.
When you're doing it to your Matzah Atzmacha from a Chet, so you're doing it L'Shem Shabbos also.
You're doing it as a preventative measure. Uvdin Dechol for preventative.
So anything that's preventative can't be L'Shem Shabbos? That's interesting.
It's not called Shabbos. You're not doing it because it has to do with Shabbos. You're just doing it so that you don't get killed.
Mm-hmm. Preventing yourself from like a malacha is not considered l'shem Shabbos.
Don't we say that malacha is soiser Shabbos gufa? Preventing the malacha.
What were you going to say?
If you focus on the use of uvdin dechol, you could just say that something which is so irregular as with yisa pas, because you did something with iser, cannot be considered uvdin de Shabbos because it doesn't happen regularly on Shabbos. Masha inkin taking stuff out of the oven is part of
fires burning down the houses l'shem. So in the case of Matzil and Muslim, Gimel Sudos is more of it's more frequent.
Because preparing food.
Uh-huh.
And
okay, maybe.
There's a split between Chil Shabbos and the Onish that comes from the government. Or to be Mechal Shabbos.
Right? So you're assuming that you've already, let's say, been Mechal Shabbos through leaving it in the oven.
I can still get out of it.
Right. But you'd have to assume that.
Right.
I would just suggest something different in the direction of what I think Morty was suggesting. So that maybe the idea is that it has to have. It's true that in terms of chumra saveira, so chil Shabbos is much more chamor. But it's just a truism that saving yourself from chil Shabbos is not necessarily kavod Shabbos. I mean, it's not necessarily the case that you have a kiyum of kavod Shabbos by not violating one of the lamatas melachos. Because the not lamatas melachos is a totally separate, it's an autonomous isser. So that doesn't translate into kavod Shabbos. It's a separate lav of Chil Shabbos. Whereas having a kiyum within Muslim Gimel Sudos, so maybe that's sufficient to say that now you have a kiyum Shabbos and it's no longer Uvdin Dechol. That's what I would suggest. It makes assumptions that not doing Malacha on Shabbos is totally neutral to your kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. That's what I would suggest. The Ravan in Simen Shin Mem Vav in a tshuva, so he distinguishes not based off the stage or the process, what point of Rediyas HaPas you're at, but to the status of the Isa. So the Ravan suggests that the Gemara never had a Havamina that there's some sort of Isser, quasi Melacha, or a Shavos here. The question is the dough Muktzah or not? So if you're dealing with Rediyas HaPas, when it's Bebetzek, when it's still doughy, so then it's not Roy Lachila, and it's going to have a din of Muktzah. So the Gemara wants to know, should you Amod B'chatei, or are you allowed to violate an Isser or Muktzah to prevent yourself from doing an Isser Shabbos? That's the Gemara in Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Kufi Zayin is assuming that it's already baked, it has a full Shem Lechem, and there's no Muktzah. Within this notion of the Rif, that you're dealing with some sort of Uvdin Dechol, So you have two different, you have machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban in the Mochamoser takes a very strong reading of the Uvdin Dechol. He thinks that you're dealing with a real Shavus Drabanan. You're dealing with like quasi Malacha-esque. And therefore the Ramban says, you need both a Shinui, and you need Litzorech Shabbos in order to justify it. It's kind of like a Shavus to Shavus Malacha Mitzvah. You have a Shinui, you have it itself is only a Shavus, and it's B'makom Kavod Shabbos. The Ran disagrees. And he says that even if you couldn't do it with a Shinui, there would still be a heter to take it out of the oven. Why? Because the riff only meant an uvdin dechol. It didn't mean a quasi shvus or an iser drabanan. So if it's uvdin dechol, once it's lechshem Shabbos, it's no longer defined as uvdin dechol bechlal. I, the Gemara, threw in shinoi. The Gemara meant that as long as if you could do a shinoi, even better. But not that that's essential to the heter. Okay. So you have Rabbeinu Hananel's two suggestions. Either the Gemara on Daf Dalid is trying to get to a heter based off pater or mutter, but the Gemara knows, or the Gemara acknowledges, that there is some isser in Chacham Veinam Lachai. Or you have a chiluk in terms of what point of the process you're at. Earlier in the process, it's Domal Malacha. Later in the process, it's nothing. The Rif makes a different suggestion. The Rif says the whole isser is based off Uvdin Dechol. And Uvdin Dechol b'makom kavod Shabbos will be mutter. Within that position of the Rif, you have Machlokas in the Ramban and the Ran. How strong is it? Whether it's just a Shavus, whether it's a full Shavus Drabanan, which is a Malacha Drabanan, that's how the Ramban seems to interpret Shavus, or whether you're dealing with just a Uvdin Dechol Kavod Shabbos issue. The Ravan thinks it's not about a Maisa Isser Malacha, it's about the status of the dough as Mukta. The Baal Amor doesn't like any of these questions, and the Baal Amor thinks, Baal Amor on the spot in the Rif, he thinks there's no basis for the purported Stira. After all, the Gemara on Kufiyat Zayin assumes there's some level of Isser, and the Gemara on Daf Dalet and Shabbos assumes there's some level of Isser. So you just understand why Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif are looking to be Miyashiv some sort of Stira. When you move on in the Shakavitarya, so it's not clear what's a better reason for a Heter. The fact that the dough was put in Bishogig, or that the dough was put in b'mezid. And the svar for each side would be as follows. If the dough was put in b'shogeg, so then the poor guy didn't mean to do it. There's no reason to punish him. It was inadvertent. So maybe there should be a basis to be matir. On the other hand, if it was done b'mezid, then you have to worry about a full iser skila. You have to worry about a full-fledged chil Shabbos. Whereas b'shogeg, well, at best you have a chiyuv chatos. So which way do you go? So we noted that here it seems to be machlokas between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Hei. So the Rambam says b'shogeg mutir lahatzil atzmo. If it was inadvertent, then you could save yourself. And the Magid Mishnah there says the Rambam means kol shekein b'mezid nitan lahatzilo, because if you're allowed to save him, where he's not really going to violate a strong chil Shabbos, kol shekein you're allowed to save him from violating a real iser skila of chil Shabbos. That's the Magid Mishnah's read of the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Hei. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Dalid Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch seems to take the opposite extreme, because the Shulchan Aruch says, "B'shogeg hitiru va'afilu b'mezid." They allowed you, of course, they allowed you to save him b'shogeg, and there's a chiddush that they also allowed you to save him b'mezid. So he's reversed the svara. Shulchan Aruch is assuming that of course there's a basis for a heter when it was done inadvertently, there's less responsibility. But you know what? We extend that even to cases of mezid where he did it intentionally. But you don't have the kavachomer of the Rambam. You have a kavachomer, but it's inverted. So while the Rambam's interested in chumra sa'avera, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be interested in the level of responsibility the person has for the action.
You said the Rambam has that kol shekein?
Magid Mishnah has the kol shekein within reading the Rambam. If the Rambam doesn't mean the Magid Mishnah's kol shekein, then he's back in the camp with the Shulchan Aruch without the extension to mezid.
That's the guy saving himself, or an outsider saving
guy? Guy saving himself. Tosfos poses a very strong question on Dalet Amud Aleph. How could the Gemara suggest that Meikar Adin, he's going to violate an Isser Skila? So what's on the table here is a full Isser Chil Shabbos, v'skila. And yet the Chachamim say that he's not allowed to save himself at the threat of an Isser Drabanan. What kind of person would listen to the Rabbanan over his own Chil Shabbos and Isser Skila? That's Tosfos' question. So the Riva answers that maybe the moment the Chacham come along and they say it's Usser for you to save yourself with an Isser Drabanan, so that already undermines the Isser Deoraisa. And it's a halachic ones. Just like there could be ones, anus, for circumstances beyond your control. So the Rabbanan imposing an Isser Drabanan preventing you from saving yourself, that also creates a Ptur anus. So the Gemara is not saying better that you get skila than violate a Drabanan. Perish the thought. The Gemara is saying that once the Rabbanan impose an Isser, then you wouldn't have that Isser Doraisa Bechla. And Tosfos brings the Raya from a case in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph, where we say that an Arel or Hazav, Zemel, we're not going to violate an Isser Drabanan to allow somebody to bring their Karban Pesach. That's Tosfos' position. Tosfos Yishanim challenges Tosfos, and he doesn't like the Raya from Pesachim. After all, the Gemara on Daf Dalit is the case where the person was Poshea. He shouldn't have done something that he did. Whereas in the Gemara in Pesachim, it was factors beyond his control. So yeah, it makes sense that the Rabbanan would impose an Isser, and they'll say, or it makes sense that the Rabbanan will impose an Isser when it wasn't your fault, but the Rabbanan will also say that you're not going to violate anything. Whereas in the case of Shabbos, the Rabbanan are imposing an Isser precisely because you did something wrong. So what power do the Chacham have to undermine the Onesh Doraisa? That's Tosfos Yishanim's challenge. So Tosfos Yishanim actually suggests that maybe these are the two tzadim in the Gemara. If you're allowed to save yourself, so what does that mean? If you're allowed to save yourself, that means that in this case, the Chachamim didn't have the kalach to undermine the Doraisa. Melo, the Chachamim couldn't have imposed an Isser Drabanan. The other day in the Gemara is that you're not allowed to save yourself because the Chachamim are able to override the Isser Doraisa, and in Melo, they're able to impose an Isser. I mean, according to Tosfos Yishanim, he acknowledges the assumption that there's no way the Chachamim could force you to violate an Isser Doraisa. The suffix in the Gemara is gufa whether or not the Chachamim have the power in this case to do away with the Onesh Doraisa. If they do have the power, then they could impose an Isser. If they don't have the power, they cannot impose an Isser. But either way, the assumption is that it's inconsistent for the Rabbanan to force you to violate that Isser Doraisa. But what should this question be talion? The assumption of Tosfos is that there is a real onus here. It's beyond your control. And that onus is a basis for a ptur. So we said that maybe this question is going to depend on two different factors. Number one, it's going to depend on the nature of the ptur onus. Does onus apply as a ptur even when you're onus on seemingly inconsequential aspects of the malacha? Meaning, we're acknowledging here that, let's say, the Isser Afiyah is to put the bread in the oven. That's the Maisa Isser. But now, so that was done B'Das Uveratzon. There's Pshia. Now, it's just a matter of waiting it out. So do you say that an Anus on the seemingly meaningless part of the Maisa Afiyah is enough to pater you from the whole Isser Dil Raisa? Or do you say that Anus could only help you on the actual Maisa Avera? So he said maybe that could be Tosfos' assumption here. Tosfos may be assuming that a Ptur Anus will kick in even on the Sheval Taisa part of a Melech HaSafiyah. Or, you might say, that Tosfos acknowledges that Anus could only help you for the actual part of the Maisa Avera, the critical point of the Isser. Just Tosfos here is assuming that the Maisa Afiyah is backloaded. That the critical Shas Isser, the critical Maisa Avera for Afiyah, is when it actually gets baked. Putting it in the oven is just setting the stage for it. In which case, you'll say that the Ptur Anus kicks in at the critical moment. Okay, so those could be two different ways of understanding Tosfos' premise that the Ptur Anus is relevant to the Isser Bishul. This, in turn, touches on a very related question about whether or not you believe this Isser Bishul is something, this backloaded nature of Afiyah, is something that's unique to the Isser Bishul, or you think it could be extended to other melachos of Shabbos. So we point to the Rashash on Ayin Gimel, where the Rashash argues that both Zoreah, that Zoreah also will be backloaded, meaning you only violate the Isser, the critical Shas Isser is the moment of the Hashrasha, from the fact that by Bishul also you find that you're not violating the Isser unless it actually gets cooked. So according to the Rashash, you could expand the notion of Afiyah, that it's backloaded, to the notion of Zoreah. The Minchas Chinuch disagrees, and the Minchas Chinuch thinks that's something that's unique to Afiyah. Only Afiyah is going to be backloaded. Other Isurim, which have a beginning and an end, won't follow that model. They won't follow the paradigm of Bishul. So a Nafka Mina would be in a simple case where you take a seed, you put it into the ground, and then you take it out before it's Nishrash. So according to Rashash, you wouldn't violate the Isser of Zoreah. According to the Minchas Chinuch, you would. And the question is whether Zoreah would follow the model of Bishul. The Eglei Tal points out that it's clear that with respect to the Isser of Shvius, and with respect to the Isser, or the Pashas when it comes to Isser of Kilayim as well, so you need Hashrasha. I mean, you're not Chayav for Kilayim when you put the seeds in the ground, you're Chayav for Kilayim when those seeds take root. So why is it that L'inyan Shabbos will say that it's simply the planting which is Mechayav you, according to the Minchas Chinuch? Yet, L'inyan Kilayim and L'inyan Shvius, we say that you need Hashrasha. According to the Rashash, it works out nicely. According to the Rashash, for both of them, you need Hashrasha. It's a uniform definition of what planting is. So here the Eglei Tal distinguishes, and he says no. When it comes to Shabbos, what do we care about? We care about the Maisa Gavra. We care about the action that you did. When it comes to Shvius and when it comes to Kilayim, so there, the Isser itself is a din of Shvisas Hakarka. You have an obligation to make sure that there is Shvisas Hakarka, but the Isser inheres in the Shvisa of the land. So Mimela, you're not going to have any Isser until the Zriah takes root. So now just the question is, if this is all true, if Eglei Tal's analysis is correct for Zriah, that the reason why we care about the Maisa of planting is because Shabbos focused on the Isser Gavra, then why is it that L'inyan Shabbos, when it comes to Afiyah, everyone agrees that there's no Chiv if you take it out of the oven? Why not focus on the Isser Gavra? Just like for when it comes to Zoreah, you're focusing on the Sina Bekarka. So that's a bit of a problem. Unless somehow you distinguish that even the Maisa of Afiyah is somehow different than the Maisa of Zoreah. But I'm not sure how you do that. Any suggestions? I mean, why, if the Eglei Tal's analysis is correct, that when it comes to Zoreah, you focus on the Maisa Gavra, with respect to Shabbos, you focus on the Maisa Gavra, so therefore, you don't care about Hashrasha, why is that not true for Afiyah?
Because by planting, you can at least define planting as putting something in the ground. By Afiyah, just putting it into an oven is an arbitrary act. There's no difference between putting it into an oven than it is putting it into a cupboard.
Mm-hmm. That's what you'd say.
Gavras and Menchas Chinuch say the same. The new Menchas Chinuch, they say that the reason why you would split between Afiyah and Zoreah is because by Zoreah, you have changed it because now it's in the Mechor L'Karka. Just when it's in the ground.
That's a Shinoi. Whereas by definition,
Afiyah is just putting it in the oven, doesn't do anything until it gets cooked.
Very good. That's pretty persuasive. The moment you put it in the oven? What?
Right. So when it becomes baked.
Right. So when it comes to you also, so then you have a transformation later on down the road. So Alton, this might be similar to your point about Rabbi Nachmanel. By definition, some actions need time for them to be defined as a malacha. So you can't say that putting it into the oven is defined as a ma'aseh malacha. I don't know, you could tell us about the laws of thermodynamics, right? By definition, it's a process of the speeding up of molecules. Isn't that correct? So isn't it correct that it can't happen instantaneously?
It can, but it just doesn't.
Just not at quantum level.
Sublime.
Okay, I think that's a very good approach to this problem of the Minchas Chinuch and the Eglei Tal. Another haru we made on the Gemara in Daf Dalid is the Gemara's transition between seeing the whole problem of Radias Apas or being Matzil Atzmacha. The Gemara switches from seeing this as a problem of or a value of being Matzil from a Chi of Chatas to being matzel you from an avera. Okay, it's a subtle transition that the Gemara has. Because the Gemara says, if it's really true that we're being matzir this, in order to be matzil from a chi of chatas, then what about cases where you have a yediyah in between? You're not chayav a chatas in a case unless you're shogeg mitchila v'yadsof. So here's the case. I put the bread in the oven b'shogeg, and then I find out 10 minutes later that oyvei I put it in. So I won't be chayav a chatas, because it's not shogeg mitchila v'yadsof. So then the Gemara switches, and the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, it's not about chi of chatas. It's really about the Isser. So there's a very interesting point that we noted from the Ramban. That the Ramban says that the Gemara turned 360. Initially the Gemara was motivated by saving you from that chiv of being mafresh and paying for a carbon chatos. But then once the Gemara realized that it's not about chiv chatos, so then the Gemara would say that kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, the Gemara initially thought that if you're not going to be chayev achatos, then you shouldn't be chayev lahafrisho, or you shouldn't have a heter to be mafresh at all, to separate him from the avera. But now, once we drop the chayev achatos, so in the case of yediya bein tayim, is a kol shekein. Because what's a more chomer maisa avera? A case where you're chayev achatos, but you're shogeg mitchila v'ad sof, or a case where you're not chayev achatos, but you're mezid be'emtza. So Ramban argues that once you say that you'd be chayiv in a case where you're chayiv a karban chatas, kol shekein you'd be chayiv in a case where you're not chayiv a chatas based off yediyah be'emtza. Okay. And then you'll see the Ramban even goes, the Ramban turns around even more, and the Ramban in the maskan of the Gemara says that maybe dafka we say that you can't save your friend from an avera in a case where he has the ability to bring a karban chatas. Meaning, maybe the din of chatei kedeshe zakeh chavercha only applies in cases where your friend does not have a ptur chatas, because if he has a ptur chatas, then at the end of the day, he didn't do anything wrong, because the chatas was mechaper for his ma'is avera. So whereas the Gemara initially thought that the basis for the heter is about an actual chatas, so the Gemara turns around and the Gemara says, no, because the chatas is more kal in a case of yediyah be'emtza, and then the Gemara turns around even more and says, you know what, you can't even chatei kedeshe zakeh chavercha at all when there's a chi of chatas. Ultimately, that's how the Ramban wants to distinguish between the Gemara and Shabbos and the Gemara and Erevin with the stira of Shlomo and Amukah. Okay, so that's a very important point where you see that sometimes, or lots of cases, the zechus to bring a karban chatas is actually a kula in the Maisa Aveira, not a chumra. The Shakav Itaria on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph also poses another question. Question raised by the Riva: why don't we say that this is all a problem of Hasra Safik? Why not say that you can never be chayev for putting pas b'tanur, since the nature of the melacha is such that you could always recant later and take it out? So when I tell you don't put it into the oven, I don't know if it's going to stay in the oven. That's the question of Tosfos. So every Hasra should be a case of Hasra Safik. So the Riva here has a cryptic answer, where he says that since the Hasra was given toch kedei divor, and since bevadai teafe, there's certainty that it's going to be baked, im lo yerdena, if you don't take it out. So therefore, lav Hasra safeku. So it seems like, so the Riva seems to be saying two things. A, there's inevitability that it will be cooked, meaning it's sheval taisa, the process will continue. And also, we assume that bevadai, he didn't have kavana to take it out. So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like this explanation of Tosfos. He points to Tosfos and Gittin, where Rabbeinu Tam gives a much more basic answer why it's not Hasra Safik. Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin is bothered by the question, why don't you say every case of Eishes Ish is inherently Hasra Safik? Why? Because you could always give her a get shalokedin, and the Gemara says that a get shalokedin we mafkia the kedushin mine. So every case of Eishes Ish is Hasra Safik, because you don't know that lemafreya she won't be defined as a pnuya. As a grusha, as a pnuya. So Rabbeinu Tam there says, no, you go basar rov. Like you look for the majority of cases. What's normal to occur? That's how you define Hasra Safek. So Rabbi Kiva Eger here is bothered by Tosos here seemingly pointing to the inevitability and the Sheval Taisa component, when Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin has a much more elegant answer for the problem.
The rove is that it's inevitably going to cook, and the rove is that he has no command to take it out.
You could say that.
Doesn't explain why he doesn't say the word rove ever, but it's the same spot.
Right. This would go against Kornbluth's interpretation of the Kavod Shabbos from Kufid Zion. Right? Because if you put Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you put Tosis and Gittin together with Tosis here, essentially you're saying that there's to the contrary, you're saying that there's no Regilos. Sorry, you're saying if there's Regilos, that it will be left in. Correct?
It's not true.
You're saying if there's a Regilos, that it'll be left in.
I'm saying that the fact that the taking food out of it in the oven, I'm discussing the case of Kavod Shabbos. To have food, not our case. In fact, it's
right, you're arguing that you'd never, the cases of leaving bread in the oven on Shabbos are a significant minority. They're unusual.
The cases of preparing food for Shabbos is a significant minority, while saving yourself from Esther Skila is not. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And you're focusing dafka on being matzul you from yourself from Esther Skila, not the scenario of the pas being in the oven.
That's what you have to do because the very halakha over there is one between two cases of taking pas at a time. You can't focus on the mice alone. You have to focus on some level of why it's necessary.
No, but it's necessary because you're in a situation now where you have bread stuck in the oven.
But
so Tosfos is saying that this is a very frequent case of Isser Shabbos. Now you're saying the relevant information here is being matzil atzmacha.
Tosfos is saying that's what do you mean it's a frequent case?
You're assuming that what's infrequent in the case of Shabbos is being matzil yourself. Not the scenario per se of being in the predicament where you have pas b'tanur.
The predicament of putting the pas b'tanur in such a way where you will have to be matzil yourself. The predicament of having to be matzil yourself is uncommon. Let's go with that one.
Right. But I'm just saying that seems to be irrelevant information to the question of Kavod Shabbos. If there are numerous scenarios or a statistically high probability that you'll be stuck in one of those cases. That's what I'm countering. You could think about it.
Yeah. Just doesn't understand what you're saying. We'll discuss this later.
Alright. Good. Okay, so those are the basic aros that we made from the Gemara on Daf Dalid with respect to Hidbik Pas B'Tanur. We're not going to go into Chatei Kedei Shezake Chabercha because that's what we're going to begin the next semester with. Okay? So I just want to go back to Daf Gimel and Beis for a second and make a couple more aros on the Shach V'Tarya. We ended off yesterday with noting that there are four indications that when the Gemara suggests that Yadosh al Adam is Kekarmelis, that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's Dafka Kekarmelis. Okay, the first observation was already Tosus's Kasha from the Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara says that you could be Poshet Yadcha into a Rishus Arabim, and you can move things around in that Rishus, as long as you don't bring it back. So that clearly shows you that Yado is not a Karmelis. Because if Yad was a Karmelis, you couldn't move things from the Rishus Rabim to the Karmelis. You couldn't move them around. The second point was Tosos is Safik, the next Tosos is Safik, when the Gemara says, Mikansu Rabbanon, so is the notion of a Yad being Karmelis a Knas, or is that just the definition of the Yad? So Tosos was Mesupuk. If you say that it's a Knas, then it means that you think Yaduk Karmelis is Lav Dafka. The third raya was the Rashba's explanation. The Rashba was bothered, well, don't you see clearly from the Gemara later on that you can't go from a Rosh HaSayachid to a Rosh HaSarabim through an Iskupa? That you can't use a Makom Ptur to be Machlef Rishuyos. You can't use a Karmelis to go from one Rishus to the other Rishus. Avachlo Yachlef. So the Rashba here said, well, then how come in this Gemara it seems you could take something from the Rosh HaSarabim, be magbia l'mala miyud, and bring it back into your rishus? Doesn't that contradict the Gemara's statement by Yiskupa? So the Rashba says, maybe a yad is not a full-fledged karmelis, and even if it's us or in a normal karmelis, it's going to be mutter when you're dealing with yad. So a fourth raya to this yisod would be the notion that you can never have a karmelis inside a rishus ayachin. So if you think that the case of the Gemara Poshet Yado from one Rishus into another Rishus applies equally to a case of going into a Rishus HaYachid, so then you see clearly that Yado Shaladam can't really be defined as a Karmelis. Because you're acknowledging that the karmelos could exist inside the mechitzos of Rosh Hashayachin. Yeah. It's a different kind of a karmelos. But yeah. It's a different kind of a karmelos. The question is whether that kind of a karmelos has anything to do with the karmelos of Rosh Hashanah. That's a question. The question is, you have two different kinds of karmeloses. You have a karmelos which is fundamentally a malkum p'tur, just a chamer gozer, like a midbar or a yam. Then you have a karmelos also which is midoraisa or shesa yachid. So it's too big of a shesa yachid. So a karpif yosem yibes asayim, the Gemara says, is a karmelos. It's shlo hukaf adira. So it has mechitzos, but the mechitzos weren't made for living in it. So then don't you see clearly you could have a karmelos? So I'm saying yes, but the question is whether that karmelos shares any properties with the other karmelos other than its name. That's, you see, Tosus later on has a question, why isn't the Gemara list them separately after all their different...
Isn't the Malkum Patur karmelos?
What? Is the Malkum Patur, yeah, for sure. The Yad seems to be a Malkum Patur karmelos. Okay? There's an important nafkamina. I mean, if you go from a karmelos, if you go from a karpif that's muka, that Yosemite based on Shalom Shalom Hukaf Adir into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're Chatos. Right? The only chiddush is that you can't, the chiddush of the chacham is that you can't go from there to Rosh Hashayachid. That's why it's a relative shame karmelos. Another point in the Gemara in Daf Gimel is the question of Knas B'mezid. The Gemara seems to not actually take a maskan on this question, but the Rishonim debate it. Do we say that if you're poshet yado b'mezid, that will knas you? So the motivation to say that we wouldn't is that here, if you're stuck with your hand out all day, so then you're bali de chiv chatas. Because you're poshet yadcha b'mezid. Whereas b'shogeg, so at worst, you'll end up with a chiv chatas. So here you have machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam. The Ritva says that the Chamim were not knasing b'mezid, and his raya is from the case of Hidik Pas B'tanur. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba, the Rambam Perakid Gimel Halacha Chaf, so Rambam says that the Chamim were kones even b'mezid. So even though there's a chshash, the Yilbali Dechi of Chatas, if you leave your hand out, so Chamim nonetheless were kones you. Why not say that you see from the Gemara of Hidik Pas B'tanur that you're allowed to, that the Chum won't knas you in the face of a mezid, of an Isser Skila. So here you'd say, based off Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, that when it comes to the past case, so if you leave it as is, so then there's a Vadai Isser that's going to happen. It's inevitably going to happen. Whereas in the case on Gimelam and Beis with Pasha Yadu Lechutz Maliperos, so then it's just a Chashash that you might drop it or put it down. But if things stay as they are, so you never Bali Dechi of Chato. So that's Machokas in the Ritva, and against the Rambam and the Ramban. What about Lemala Me'asara? Let's say you're Poshet Yadcha Lemala Me'asara Tfachim. So Lemala Me'asara Tfachim is really a Malkum Ptur. There's no Maisa Aveira that happened Bechlal. So here again, the Rambam seems to say that there's no Isser Lemala Me'asara. After all, it's a Malkum Ptur. Whereas the Me'iri and the Ramach's interpretation of the Rambam seem to hold that there would be an Isser Lemala Me'asara. The ambiguity in the Rambam turns, and the Rambam says, Avi Rosh Hasharabim. This is an ambiguity that you'll find throughout the Masechta. What does Avi Rosh Hasharabim mean? Does Avi Rosh Hasharabim mean the airspace above a Rosh Hasharabim? Or does it mean airspace that is Rosh Hasharabim? Airspace that is Rosh Hasharabim would only be until Asar Tfachim. So there's an ambiguity in the Rambam. The Me'iri and the Ramach actually both interpret the Rambam that he means Avi Rosh Hasharabim l'mala me'asara, which is Asar. Whereas if you take the Rambam as referring to Avir of Rosh Hasharabim, so then it'll be mutter. There's another big debate in the Rishonim here as to what's the basis, what's the real concern in the Gemara on Gimel and Beis. What's the primary knas? Is it really a case where you're poshet yadcha mibod yom, and now it's just a question of leaving it there? You put your hand out before Shabbos, and you didn't pull it back when Shabbos came about. Or is the Gemara's question a case where you're poshet yadcha already when it was Shabbos? What's the suffix? So if you're poshet yadcha before Shabbos, so then there's reason to knas you because you should have taken your hand back in before Shabbos came. If you're poshet yadcha on Shabbos, though, so yeah, it's true. So there's no reason to knas you for not pulling your hand back in before Shabbos came because you didn't have that opportunity. But there's reason to knas you because you did what's the beginning of a Ma'is Aveira. So do you care that you've done something that looks like an Isser, or do you care about the fact that you had ample time to retract? So the Rush and Tosos, in different extremes, the Rush seems to say that the Isser only applies Mivod Yom. Tosos over here on the bottom of the Amud seems to assume that there's more of a reason, like the Rush, there's more of a reason to Knas in Mivod Yom. It's just that we extend that Knas into Mishech HaSheicha also. So you shouldn't be distinguishing between the cases. Both of them agree that fundamentally there's more reason to Knas in Mivod Yom. The Rambam seems to disagree, and the Rambam passing is that the Knas only exists Mishech HaSheicha. So Ram seems to be siding with the fact that you've done something that has the tzura of a Maisa Aveira. Finally, a very important machlokes here between the Rambam and Rashi, but how you define is Tavida Machshavto. How do you define what the Gemara means that you accomplished what you set out to do? Does that mean that you push it Yadcha outside of the Rishus HaYachid? And is Tavida Machshavto is leaving the object anywhere but the Rishus from where it came from. Is that your definition of Isavida Machshavto? Or do you say that Isavida Machshavto means that you got to the destination which you initially intended? Meaning, do you define Isavida Machshavto based off the Akira, your Mesalik it from the Rishus where it was, or do you define Isavida Machshavto based off the Hanacha? Meaning it got to where you wanted it to go. So the Ram seems to emphasize the Hanacha, at least with respect to this din, and Rashi seems to emphasize the Akira with respect to this Halacha. The Nafkamina would be, if you're a Poshet Yadcha to put it into one Chatzer, and then you decided to put it into a Chatzar Acheras. So it seemed that for the Rambam, that would not be a Savita Machshavto, whereas for Rashi it would. Good. So that's the basic overview of the Haros we made on the Gemara and Daf Gilman Beis and the Gemara and Daf Dalet when it comes to Hidbik Paspitan or Tir Lordosa. And the beginning of next semester, we'll move on to Chate Kedei Shizaki Chavercha and Tosa's issues with the Gemara in Erevin. Good. What?